one quote that jumped out at me from the report was that the under-resourcing of Ungarda Síochána and the closure of Garda stations has had a long-term negative effect on communities. And that's a damning indictment of government and management policies in recent years, which we consistently said was ripping the heart out of policing and taking the police and the Gardaí out of communities and moving from community policing towards response policing. And it's very frustrating, especially here in Donegal, because I suppose nearly all policing in Donegal was community policing, and we saw that completely jeopardised and dismantled. And we were told again and again about this smart policing and that, you know, policing wasn't about buildings, it was about being in the community. And, you know, the submissions made from the IFA clearly stated that the people and the communities and the farmers they represent and the people in the communities didn't see that materialise. And the reality is that service was withdrawn and no alternative was put in place. It's also slightly frustrating to see all these people listed as stakeholders and experts in policing, yet the men and women on the ground who are out there, the living policing, who know more about policing than any expert who do it on a day-to-day basis, had no voice and no input into this report. So that's another missed opportunity. And we would say is talk to the people on the ground. They know what policing is about. They know how it works and they know where the failings are. So again, we have reservations. This is a damning indictment of many of the policies of both government and senior management from Garda headquarters over the years. We're now, I don't know, many years into a modernisation renewal programme. Our members are concerned. The opportunities will be wasted and we're going down the same old cul-de-sacs, and whatever funds are available for investment aren't being spent properly on the things that will bring better and more enhanced policing. We still see bureaucracy and we see things brought in that will actually take away the flexibility that's called for in this report.
Are you hoping, though, that the recommendations contained within the report will be taken seriously and maybe acted upon?
Well, of course, look, we never lose hope. But unfortunately, you know, we could fill a library here with reports that say the very basics, common sense. What does this report say? It says the people want to see visibility and access to Gardaí. What does visibility and access mean? It means local Gardaí in their local community, going about their daily business, talking to people, reassuring people. It's not about statistics. It's not always about detecting crime or law enforcement. The Gardaí have a unique relationship with the community that most police forces across the world would do anything for. It was referred to as a jewel in the crown of policing or community policing, yet it was neglected and it was not given the status that it deserved. Now, the last few reports have said that they will recognise that. So hopefully things will change, but change is something that comes very slow in the Garda Síochána.